Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to a continuation of the 2018 That Sounds Fun podcast Christmas party. I'm your host, Annie Updowns. I'm so glad to be here with you. Man, I hope you loved Monday's show all about Hallmark Christmas movies. Thanks so much again to Candace Cameron Bure for being on the show with us and my friends, Jamie and Jen. Hey, don't forget, on Saturday, December 22nd, we are all going to watch Jingle Around the Clock together at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We'll be commenting on Instagram and Twitter. And so join us. We're all going to watch it. It's going to be like, we're all going to be pajamaed out, you guys. It's going to be so fun. Dudes, you're invited too. We're all going to watch together. It's going to be really, really fun. So make sure you put that on your calendar. Singing to us in the background is our good buddy, Mr. Dave Barnes. Make sure you grab a copy of his Christmas album, December to Remember. It is one of my very, very favorites. And today's show is brought to you by our friends at Prep Dish. We're so grateful. I can't wait to tell you more about them and how. I think, honestly, with what our guest today talks about, this is such a good companion for it. My friend Jessica Turner made time in her busy day to pop by my office, and let's talk about being busy in the holiday season. She has a new book that just came out called Stretch Too Thin. It's particularly for working moms about how do you do all the things. And so for me, December is when we ask that the most. How do we get all of this done? And Jess just has some really great wisdom and advice, and she's just super fun to be around. She's like a Christmas joy. And so she is with us today. And I think when you hear what all that she has to say, I think you, like me, have some decisions to make for 2019. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with author, speaker, blogger, all the things. She's just everything. She's everything. My guest today is everything, Jessica Turner. Jess, welcome back to the podcast.
It's been so long.
I know. It's been since your last book came out 2 years ago, maybe?
No longer than that, 4.
You're lying.
No, because I released that book 6 weeks after I had Ezra.
Yeah.
And he's going to be 4 New Year's Eve.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a long time.
So it's 4 years.
You've gotten real fancy.
Yeah. Since then. Oh, yeah, because I came to your house and with my computer and a microphone.
And it did not work.
Tell the truth.
We had to redo it.
I recorded it. So when people talk about like your biggest podcast mistake, I always say, Jessica Turner and I had this beautiful podcast. And the second one, the one that came out is good.
Fine.
But the original one was good.
We talked about American Girl Dolls.
And I recorded it wrong. Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Adeline wants an American Girl doll for Christmas.
And what does Santa say to that?
Or Santa says, you should be so thankful you have an Aunt Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Aunt Sandy's
lives,
working it out.
She lives in Madison, which is where American Girl is based. And
yes.
She bought me my first dolls.
Oh, my gosh.
So she loves that there's
That's
a little
like a
girl
thing.
That
yeah.
she can give American Girl doll to. So even though Adeline has all of mine
right.
and one that she got last year for Christmas.
Right.
Aunt Sandy.
Do you love seeing them out and being played with, though?
Oh, yeah. And Adeline plays with them more than I ever played with mine.
Really?
Like, she sleeps with them.
Really?
And she changes their clothes all the time and is really invested in them.
Does she read the books, too?
She's a little young for the books.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was thinking maybe in January we could start going through a series together.
Yeah.
Her reading level, she could read them, but I just think there's a lot of context with the period stuff and whatnot. You know, she's reading like Tinkerbell series and stuff like that right now.
I, you know what's so funny is the things I read as a kid, I've never thought about like, oh, maybe before my children read those, I should read them once. Because you just remember, like when I think about Molly's books, I'm like, well, of course, Adeline. And then I'm like, oh, well, I guess that was World War II. It was a war where people died.
She's seven, you know, like they've got all that stuff in the back. And I don't know. So we've been writing on the books.
But there's a chance she'll get what she came here for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does your aunt get to like go to the place where like the home of American Girl dolls? Like the birthplace?
No, it's not like that.
You have connections with American Girl dolls and Target?
Yeah, I'm just living the dream.
Wisconsin stuff.
So when I was a kid, you'll love this. I don't think we talked about this 4 years ago. There was, and there still is, but it's not like it was in the 90s. There was an American Girl doll sale. And you would sleep on the street to get tickets to go in. And you could buy the clothes for $10 and the dolls for $50.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom slept on the street 2 years in a row when I was in third and fourth grade to get tickets so we could go in. And we stayed at my aunt's and then we got to go with her. And so that was amazing. That was before American Girl was bought by Mattel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just different now.
It was smaller. Yeah. 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 That's the same with – I grew up going to Cabbage Patch General Hospital. Do you know that? That there's like a hospital where you go see the Cabbage Patch. It's got another name.
Is it in Atlanta area?
It's outside of Atlanta. Yeah.
It's like an hour.
Uh-huh. And you can just go see.
Stop it.
And you see them actually born. Like they pull them out of.
Out of like a Cabbage Patch?
Yes.
No, they do not.
They do an alert. Doctor needed at the Cabbage Patch. There's a birth. And then you go and you see them born. I'm about to find it for us. Hold on.
Annie, I can't handle this.
Yes, it's
That's
so
like
cute.
That's going to be a road trip. I wish I would have known when we spring break in Atlanta because we would have gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is Babyland General. It's called Babyland General Hospital in Cleveland, Georgia. There's a really great little sandwich shop just around the corner.
Done.
You have to go. And so but it is a similar, like when I was little, it's a little different now because it's a bigger producer than just the actual toy maker. But you just go and you see them pull up a baby from the cab and then you can go and adopt that baby.
People
are dressed in scrubs. It's hysterical.
It's amazing. American Girl's nothing like that. You don't, I mean, they could have like a museum with all the periods and all the things, but now they have the stores. And
who was your go-to American Girl doll?
Felicity.
Oh, yeah. That was my sister.
Samantha
Sally's
was my
well.
First when they only had three, Samantha, Molly, and Kirsten.
Yeah.
But when Felicity came out, man, I loved her. Yeah. Felicity saves the day on that horse.
Oh, listen.
Well done.
Molly saves the day at summer camp. I just loved that girl.
The Saves the Day ones were the best books.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And also, one of the big things I learned is my parents never made me do this, which probably says I just ate all my food, but Molly had to sit at the table until her plate was clean. And I remember being like, what? What kind of punishment? What kind of people make their child sit at a table? And it was like, it was rutabagas, which I've never even eaten as a grown up. But that's what she had to sit there and eat.
I don't even know if I would know what they'd look like.
I know. And they had to put cinnamon sugar on it was the win. I was like, okay,
good job.
Fine.
Good job, Molly's mom.
Here's what everybody's going to love about you. Well, everybody already loves you, but.
No, everyone loves you.
Everybody. Both of us. It's midway through December. Your Christmas has been done for forever, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I finished the Cyber Monday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Monday, you were done gift shopping.
I mean, maybe I would say like 97%. Like there's probably a gift card for the UPS man or something like that I still had to buy. Yeah. But yeah, done.
I mean, I think people need to know you are an author. You maintain a blog and social media presence. It's really active. You're a wife and a mother of three, and you have a full-time job.
Full-time corporate America 9 to 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Some would say
stupid. I mean, we don't know.
It's not stupid because you look beautiful. Like you didn't show up in here in like a Tasmanian devil tornadic. You just like walked up the stairs in your beautiful dress and jacket. And then that's what Stretch You Thin is about, right? I mean, how do you do all that? Because I only run my life and my job, and I haven't bought a Christmas gift yet.
Number one, I think some people just have different capacity and different ways of doing things. I'm an Enneagram 8.
Yes.
So I think that helps.
Thank you. My people love talking Enneagram. So,
So Enneagram 8 there. You know, I have always been a planner. So this is a prime example. So I'm a big gift giver. It's my love language. I love to give gifts. And that is not great if you're only shopping in December because I want to give all the things and, you know.
Oh, sure.
So I spread my shopping out. So under my bed In my closet and my husband's closet, on all the shelves, have been blankets. Dozens of blankets that I got 90% off, like January 2nd.
No kidding.
That I bought for all of the teachers at my kids' schools, the daycare teachers, people on my team, lots of blankets.
Yeah.
Lots, like literally, I cannot wait to have my bed back underneath my bed.
Yeah.
But I got $30 blankets for $3.
Right.
That's
last
real good.
January. Yeah.
Last January.
Yeah.
But so when you do that, it makes it, it's not as impressive. It's not like I started
on
Black
Friday,
you know? So I was planning.
Yeah. So do you literally sit down? Do you have like a spreadsheet where you sit down at the beginning of the year and you go, okay, here's how I'll buy, as far as I can see, these are the gifts for next year.
Yeah. So
everything's
I have an Excel
on
sheet.
Sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I do the tab by year so I can also see what I gave in past years.
I did that 3 years ago because you told me that in friendship. You said you had a spreadsheet and I it is brilliant.
It's and because when you're shopping that long, you can't remember everything that you've bought.
Right.
But I was raised that way. Like we went to Target on December 26th every year to shop the 50% off. And we would buy gifts that my mom would then use during the year. And so that's just sort of how I was raised. But going back to the working and the blog and the kids. And so I think planning helps and writing things down helps me, you know, so having that spreadsheet. But I mean, if you saw my house, your house is a lot cleaner than mine, you know?
I mean, like, is that one of the things
there's definitely things you have to, good enough is good enough.
Yeah.
And I just feel like at the end of the day, my kids need me to be present more than they need me to make sure that the laundry baskets are empty.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or the kitchen is cleaned up. You know, we had company over last night, and they were over till after 10, and I went to bed like 15 minutes after they left and got up this morning and did the kitchen, and that would really stress some people out, but I'm like, you know what? I wanted to be present when they were there. I didn't want to be doing dishes when they were there, and when I went to bed, I needed to take care of myself. I was tired.
Right.
And so that's just kind of how I live.
That's one of the beautiful things you model to me, Jess. Even though our lives are really different, you really model to me like one of the priorities in your life is your own health. Like you have to take care of yourself.
It's the most important.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you are a better person, wife, mom, friend, coworker, leader, if you are taking care of yourself. Yeah. And if you're not, eventually, everything else is going to come crashing down. I give this analogy in Stretch Too Thin, and I talk about it a lot when I speak, and the idea of juggling a lot of balls. And when we think about juggling a lot of balls, we think about those red rubber balls that clowns will juggle, right?
Yeah,
and they're all the same ball.
Yeah.
And somebody on the survey that I did for the book, because I surveyed 2,000 working moms, because I wanted it to not just be my perspective, but the perspective of
so many other women. Which I thought was brilliant, 2,000 working moms across the nation.
Yeah, and all different kinds. Stay at home, work at home, you know, work outside the home. As long as you had something that was bringing in an income. So it might have just been, you know, 5 hours a week you were doing something. You considered yourself a stay-at-home mom. I considered you a working mom because you're bringing in an income.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the moms in that survey said, I like to think of the balls as two different kinds of balls, rubber balls and glass balls. What are the rubber balls in my life and what are the glass balls? And I think so often we treat ourselves as rubber balls, that I'm going to be fine. If I drop that ball, I'm going to look the same. It's going to be the same. But actually we're glass balls and we crack, you know, and we treat our work like a glass ball. And quite frankly, our work is a rubber ball.
Right.
Like that email is going to still be there to respond to
That's
if
right.
you don't do it right now, if I don't post that Instagram, whatever. I'm not saying you should neglect your work. I'm just saying at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, the glass balls are the things that really matter in ourselves, and our health is one of them.
And I have to do that a little bit because, like, I've been here recording all morning. I haven't Insta storied at all. I'm going to need to do that because I want to say some things, but I have to trust that that's a rubber ball because I'm doing the glass ball thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
taking care of yourself. But that, and also I think the other permission you give me and that you give women, particularly working moms, is like taking care of yourself doesn't mean 3 hours at the gym every day.
No.
It just means like go on a walk.
You know what? And it means lots of things. It doesn't even just mean exercise.
Right.
It means what are you putting into your body? It means are you getting enough sleep? It means are you making time for your passions? Are you making time for community? Like all of those things. Are you making time for investing in yourself spiritually? You know, all of those things are part of taking care of yourself. I feel like so often people equate self-care with like manicures and massages.
Right.
That's not really what it is.
No.
And self-care is not selfish. And I think that's another thing that a lot of people believe. And it's really to our detriment. Mm-hmm. If we think that that's a selfish thing, because when I look at it from my perspective of raising little people, I want them to grow up and take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And if they never see their parents doing that, they aren't going to be able to model that behavior because it's not something they're going to see.
Yes, that's right. Some of the pushback I sometimes get about therapy is that it's selfish. And I'm always like, you understand that people in therapy and people with self-care are not taking care of themselves for themselves. They're taking care of themselves so they're better in relationship.
Totally.
So they're better for other people. So self-care isn't just, the massages are important and fine and good. And man, you know, I get my nails done a lot, so I'm about the nails. But the things that are actual self-care are the things that make you better for relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I think. Okay, you brought up a topic when you sat down that I haven't heard you teach on before about your mental load, which I think is the thing I probably struggle with the most. My assistant, Kate, was just sitting where you are, and she said, it amazes me how much you multitask. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, but actually I feel insane. Like, I don't feel calmly multitasking. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm juggling 1,000 glass balls.
Yeah.
But no one would ever know because it's mental load. Teach me about mental load.
Yeah. So mental load is a term that I learned in my research for the book. It was not something that I was familiar with. And when the woman that I was interviewing used that phrase, I was like, say that again?
Wait, yeah.
What is that? And mental load, it turned out as I started Googling and reading, it's out there. It's not like it was her term. But it is the largely invisible job of noticing and remembering. Mm-hmm. And it predominantly falls on women. So it's remembering the doctor's appointments. It's remembering, oh, we need to buy toilet paper. Oh, I need to book those flights. Whatever. All that task list that's in our head is mental load. And it is particularly overwhelming, I think, this time of year. Mm-hmm. Right? As we're going into Christmas, there is additional stress and responsibility. As I'm thinking about, you know, getting Christmas cards out and all of those things, my husband's not worrying about that. You know, he wasn't worrying about getting all the addresses updated and that sort of thing. No, I texted him about a couple of people and said, these are your friends. I need their addresses kind of thing, right?
Right.
But that was my mental load of like making sure I hit the sale and that I got them ordered in time and all of those types of things.
Yeah, I like left my phone charger in Montana and I keep forgetting to do something about that. I left my phone charger in Montana.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so what do you do with a mental? Help me, Jess. And all these men and women that are listening who are like, yes, it's December. And not only is December overwhelming, but I've got this thing coming in February or the new year's supposed to start and I'm supposed to have all these new year, new you things, but I can't even juggle everything that's mentally loading me in December.
Yeah. So I think that it's really important to go one day at a time that, you know, you're not worrying about the thing in February necessarily right now. Like, what's the need to do today?
Yeah.
I say a lot, what's your need to do versus your nice to do? Like, it would be really nice to do that thing for February, but you don't actually have to do that until January 7th or whatever.
Yep.
And so I'm really big on writing things down and setting realistic tasks and goals for myself.
Do you have like a to-go list all the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
Do you use those specific? I use those May Designs books.
Okay.
And because it fits really neatly in my purse.
Yep.
I really want to be someone who uses a paper planner. I used one for years, but I hate lugging it around from the office and home and back. I think if I had just one place, that would work better for me. But my to-do list, I live and die by that notebook. If I can't find it, we're in big trouble.
Really?
But I think delegating is also really important and something that is, I think, difficult for women. We carry this burden that we need to do all of the things that we shouldn't ask for help. And we need to ask for help. And and honestly, when we ask for help, we're empowering other people.
Yeah.
And we're giving other people work and responsibility and worth and value, or we're teaching, you know, if it's in a if you're in a family with kids. And so I think that it is good to ask for help and not that you don't have to be superwoman all the time.
Yeah.
I think also automating your life is a huge one. And I talk about that a lot. So
you do that.
What can you do with Amazon to like, I never run out of toilet paper because it comes to my house every other month. I never run out of juice boxes because they come every single month, you know? And so I think the more you can set things to automatically come and be delivered, then you're never thinking about, oh, we're out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And so that those little things actually are pretty substantial in reducing your load. Make
Man,
those
the one bill that
you know?
Doesn't get paid for me is the one that I am responsible to pay versus all the rest are automated.
Right.
And I just make sure the money's there before they start pulling out. The automated thing is so helpful just to push it off. And then make appointments, you said. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, you're fine. Just make it, you know, when you go and get your teeth cleaned, that you go ahead and make that appointment for 6 months from now. That you don't say, oh, I'll call, you know, a little closer too, because you won't call.
You won't.
And then that goes to the self-care of you're not taking good care of yourself and it's just a snowball effect.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you become overwhelmed because you've got that on your head. You
right,
know?
Right. And so what are some things that we can automate that we're not thinking about automating? Is there anything that comes to your mind? I mean, the toilet paper is brilliant to me. Yeah, I forget so I Amazon
think,
does that.
You know, I think that that is something that to me seems like, well, doesn't everyone do that? But most people don't. Or they think it's going to be a little more expensive. But it's worth paying an extra dollar to never have to think about it again.
Yeah.
So I think looking at Amazon or Target.com does it. I think groceries are another one. Like, I use Shipt, so it comes right to my house. I don't even want to have to go and pick them up at Kroger. Yeah. Like, yeah. I want it to come right to my house. And again, you do pay a premium, and so you have to budget for that, but it isn't astronomical. And the gain that you get from not having to think about any of those things and the time that you get back is so worth it. And I even think, particularly as we're going into the holidays, like, you don't need to shop for Christmas dinner. Like,
right.
Go in and schedule that to be delivered to your house and give yourself an hour back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that, because something we do talk about some on here with is budget and making sure, because we don't want to go in debt in order to have an easier time of life. But how do you determine what is worth your time and what is worth your money?
So I think it is my capacity.
Okay.
Right? So I enjoy grocery shopping, and I know that there's things that I will pick up, but is good enough? Yes.
Yes.
And so if, you know, we're just going to do the basics of spaghetti and Taco Tuesday and chicken marsala and the crock pot, like those favorites, because this is a really busy week, it's worth the extra spend.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's my capacity and then knowing what I'm going to get back. Can I make that up a lot of times in my income? And it's gotten to so that we have gradually layered more things on.
Yeah.
So the very first thing that we did was budget for a cleaning lady.
Yep.
Because I'm a terrible housekeeper.
Me too, Jess. Yep.
Terrible. Terrible. And honestly, in the book, in the research, 4 out of 5 working moms said that that was their biggest stress was home management. And
really?
Like, preach. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it. And so we said, you know what? After like 3 years of me kicking and screaming, because I thought that I was like a less than wife. This was before we even had kids. But I saw how my mom did things, and why could I not do that, you know? And so we finally said, you know what? This is worth the $75, I think it was at the time, every other week to come in and just give me that time back. And it was 3 or 4 people coming in, and they were there
That's
for 2 hours, you know?
That's
so that
thing.
Would literally take me the whole weekend to do what they did in 2 hours.
Yep.
And so could I make more money doing, you know, my blogging and that sort of thing, or have more time with my family? Mm-hmm. That $75 was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Even if that means we eat in a little more, we don't go out as much.
Yep.
We get that in quality time and that sort of thing. And so then we, you know, did the Prime, and then I tried a couple things, and then I said, oh, this is on sale, I'm going to add this in. And now all of a sudden, like, our water's coming and our wipes are coming and our Cheerios are, and like everything just comes.
Yeah.
And then it also makes it a lot less stressful. So there's less to buy from Shipt.
Yes.
You know, where it does have a little bit of a price premium. And so I think that you've got to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
But I think trying it and seeing for more than one time, you know, like trying for a couple months and feeling like, okay, gosh, this is really great. Like, we ordered so many juice boxes because there was a sale, and I like had way too many come
that
literally we didn't have to buy juice boxes until October. And I had like stopped the auto ship, and we ran out of juice boxes. And I was so stressed out because it was like something I had not thought about for so many months.
Right.
I know that seems silly, but
not at all.
I think that when you start to automate, you just want to automate more.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Hi, friends. I'm going to interrupt this conversation with Jess real quick to tell you about Church Home. Let's face it, getting to church at the same time every week isn't always realistic. I'm a huge fan of the local church. I totally believe in it. I think we should be in it. But some weeks it's just not as easy. But I always have access to a positive space and a strong community of people with the new Church Home Global app. The Church Home Global app allows you to connect with people all around the world, have honest discussions, and create meaningful relationships all from your phone. There's a great feature, in fact, called the Daily Spark, which is a quick way to start your morning positively, which is better than, like, you know, getting lost on Instagram. And what I love about Church Home is that it's not about excluding people. It's about being together where everyone is welcome. So download the free Church Home Global app today. Find the app by searching Church Home. It's spelled C-H-U-R-C-H-O-M-E, the word church and home put together, but only one H in the middle. It's on the App Store or on Google Play, or you can text RELEVANT to 555-888. For a direct download link. That's relevant to 555-888. Prep Dish is a great way to save time and be efficient in the kitchen. Eat healthy. You know me, I'm gluten-free, dairy-free.
And so this is a great way to have those kind of meals that are real foods only. But you can also, if you eat dairy, if you eat gluten, if you eat all the things, they have that for you too. It's a stress-free, really tasty meals. And the owner, Allison, who I adore, is offering my friends, you guys, a free 2-week trial of Prep Dish, which is awesome. You get to try it for free for 2 weeks. This is like a no-brainer. Just go to prepdish.com/Annie. And if you ever need to use a code, just use my first name, A-N-N-I-E, in all caps. So Prep Dish is like a meal planning service. So every week you get an email with a grocery list and a prep ahead instructions so that all of your meals are ready for the week. There's no guesswork needed. You can let Prep Dish do all the planning for you. You don't even have to think about it, which is great for me because I'm just busy. It's not that I don't like cooking. I'm just busy and I have a crazy schedule, and this is such a time saver for me. So after only like an hour, maybe a little bit more of prepping on the weekend, I have all my meals ready for the entire week. So make sure you go and try Prep Dish. I mean, why not try it for free for 2 weeks, right? Prepdish.com/Annie, and your first 2 weeks are free. Again, that's prepdish.com/Annie. Okay, back to Jess. Things like a cleaning lady sometimes fit into this category of things that we're not allowed to say we have, mm-hmm. or that it's a, totally. That it's shameful to it. But I'm like, and like, I don't get pedicures. I just don't love them. And so I put what a lot of my friends would do, a pedicure once a month. I use that money to go towards, you know, like I have found other things. I don't buy a ton of new clothes. I don't get my hair cut very much because it's just my hair and it's always been my hair. And so all that budget stuff, I just move it to like having a cleaning lady come once a month changes my experience in my home.
Right.
And I'm just not there enough to want to clean it myself. And so I use the money differently. So I think people need permission to automate and to hire and to decide that in our family, spending this money is worth more than our time.
Mm-hmm. And I think absolutely recognize that it's a privilege. You know, if we're talking for about sure. like cleaning specifically, like my kids will complain. They hate our clean lady comes on Friday, every other Friday, and they hate Thursday night and Friday morning. Because we've got to clean for the cleaning
That's
lady.
That's right. You
know, so they can like clean the floors and whatever. And they hate that. And I'm like, this is a privilege.
Yeah,
this is
that's
not
right.
something that good, everyone Jess. Can afford to do. And this is a way that we're stewarding our finances to help our family. But you cannot take this for granted. Yeah. And so
it might not always be the case. I totally. Might get married and we decide that that's not what we're going to do and I clean a house. And that's totally fine.
And there have been seasons in our life where we were like, we got to cut this back to once a month because we did have, you know, financial
yep.
constraints. So I do think that you need to figure out what works for you. But I have found in talking to a lot of women that that is such a burden and has so much mental load that they're thinking about all the time that it's worth the investment.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do some automation on Amazon. I haven't thought about that at all. Oh, like Jess, this is so embarrassing. I ran out of trash bags at my house a week ago, 6 days ago.
What have you been doing? Like Target
just,
bags? Or
no,
something?
Just slamming it into the trash can. I'm like, you are not taking this bag of trash out until you get. And so yesterday I was like, I have to get trash bags. And so you're saying this, I'm going, what if I just automated trash bags once a year? It doesn't have to be that much.
Totally.
Just once a year, get a box
Amazon
of trash bags.
Amazon now that. I
yeah,
mean, you
serious.
Probably get
I know.
That in like 2 hours.
Isn't that ridiculous? I was like, Annie, gosh. Yeah, that's when I go out of town tomorrow and one of my things is like, take all the trash out because now you have a trash bag. Okay, so holidays. For people, I think men and women, I think everybody feels like you don't have enough time to do all the things. But then everything everybody preaches to you is, the holidays are so rushed. Slow down and take your time. How do you balance that? What do you know about how we should be handling the holidays that I don't know?
Well, the one thing, and we're about halfway through now, but I sit down early in the holiday season and I say, okay, everybody, what is the one thing that you want to do this holiday season?
Oh, that's like, brilliant.
What's the one thing that's meaningful to you? And then anything extra is awesome, but it isn't going to make or break your holiday season.
Yes.
So, you know, it's Christmas cookies, it's going see lights. You know, like we have our couple things.
And everybody in your family gets a vote? Mm-hmm. All five of you get a vote. And then you do all five?
And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And so then I think that just cuts down on the stress because we're like, these are the things we've committed to doing and everything else we're not going to worry about.
Bonus.
If we can do it, great. If we can't, we can't, you know?
Yeah.
Someone once said to me, if it's not a heck yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
And I think I look at that for my life, but particularly in the holiday season where you have so many opportunities, think to really think about, is this something we really want to do? Or is this something you feel pressure to do because you're seeing it on your Instagram feed?
Right. You know? Right. We don't all have to go to Gentry Farm out to the pumpkin patch if you don't want to. And if it's not one of your family's top fives.
Totally.
Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. One year I took pictures of my kids with the pumpkins at Whole Foods. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't know if the pumpkin farm was going to happen. I wanted a pumpkin picture. That was my need. And so we got a pumpkin picture and whatever.
I mean,
so
I think that's a brilliant idea or a brilliant thing for all of us to go, like, really call what you need. You don't need a pumpkin picture and a pumpkin patch. You want a picture with your kids with pumpkins.
Fine.
So do that wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what
and
are
so
some,
the same is true for the holidays, right?
Yeah. What are some things on y'all's list this year?
You know, this is the first year we couldn't get tickets to go see Amy and Vince's Christmas show at the Ryman.
Really?
We've gone for years.
Yeah.
And we talked about it, you know, multiple times. Oh, we got to get tickets. They're on sale. And then I went to buy them and they were just singles.
Oh,
so,
no.
Some sort of live Christmas show, we, you know, just really gets us in the spirit. So we'll do a Christmas show.
I see y'all at Vince and Amy. I feel like we see each other when we go.
I think we have. Yeah.
And Behold the Lamb of God. I feel like y'all did that too,
no,
right?
I've never seen Behold the Lamb of God.
Oh, consider that.
I know.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up those tickets. Yeah. Behold the Lamb of God. Mine are always Dave Barnes.
I know you,
Behold
Dave.
The Lamb of God, mm-hmm. Amy and Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't get tickets this year.
Okay.
For that. But Christmas lights, doing some sort of Christmas lights thing, always we have to do, making cookies. And then we have an elf that visits our house.
Oh, wow. Like an elf on a shelf.
Yeah. Okay. Sam.
Yeah. Sam. Okay.
So in my life, it's cleaning up after the elf. But for my kids, that would be like a non-negotiable if Santa didn't send Sam. So that's the most important thing in their life.
And do you know what's amazing is today's Thursday. On Monday, on the show is Santa.
No.
Yeah, he comes. He'll be on the show Monday. And
well, that does sound fun.
And there's an elf that calls in, and we hear some behind the scenes on Elf on the Shelf.
Listen, my elf makes such a mess and is such a disaster. And I mean,
and I think it's great for you to say that because full time job, also an author, blog, children, Matthew, and y'all have decided that Elf on the Shelf is something of a priority. So you make that happen.
Well, I mean, Christmas magic makes that
sure,
happen.
Sure, 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 sure.
But
the cleanup, you make the cleanup happen.
I agree every year, although Matthew threatened to call Santa this year and tell him not to bring our elf
Sam
to our
at
house.
All.
But
Sam
because
came. Of the behavior of the children or because of your, like, please don't make me clean up after him?
I think it was the behavior of the children that, you know, maybe Sam just shouldn't show up. But he did. I mean, he's done everything from, like, wrap our toilet in wrapping paper so we couldn't use our toilet to, you know, marshmallow baths. And one year Elsa froze him and we woke up and he was in a block of ice.
No.
I mean, he's toilet papered our tree before. There's just lots of antics. Every year on Instagram I share photos
you do.
Day by day.
It's so great. I know. I love that. Jessica N. Turner.
That's right.
Yeah. So everybody can go and see what Sam has been up to.
Yeah. Because Jessica Turner is a porn star.
Right.
Yeah. So don't go to jessicaturner.com.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I've done
some radio interviews on, like, Christian radio. And they're like, we went to your website, but I don't think that was your website.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
No.
N is an important letter.
Isn't. Okay, so your book is Stretched Too Thin. Say the name of the first one to me again.
The Fringe Hours.
That's right, The Fringe Hours.
And both of the books, at the end of every chapter, there are questions for people to go through. Yeah. So I feel like they're really good books for this time of year to think about, you know, what am I going to do differently in the coming year and really evaluate and kind of make it a personal journey.
Because I was going to say for my dude friends who are listening, this is a great gift for any woman because
totally
there is not a woman, married, single, mom, non-mom, who doesn't feel stretched too thin.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of us on December 26th, they'll probably go on sale too. So that'll get us ready for a new year.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You were going to say something.
I think I was just going to say that it is on sale right now, I think, on Amazon. Pretty darn cheap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yay. Good.
Yeah.
Will you talk about Matthew's children's books? Because Ellie Holcomb was on the show and we talked about her book as a gift for kids for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I saw, maybe it was, is it Sam Ponder? No, it's Taylor Ann that goes to church with us. Showed a picture of her daughter reading her favorite God book.
Aww,
and it was Matthew's.
That's
and I
amazing.
Thought it was so sweet. So there's two of them right now, right?
There are. So When God Made You was the first one that came out. And then When God Made Light came out this past February. And then When I Pray For You is coming out this coming February.
Yes.
Which is really exciting.
Oh, good. Same illustrator?
It's a new illustrator. Totally new look. Totally different.
How come?
I think it was a couple things. I think because this wasn't part of the When God Made series, they wanted to look at someone different. Sure. But I also think that then he wasn't available.
Yeah,
so I think it was kind of a combo.
It worked out great. Same publisher?
Same publisher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're just really affirming books
so sweet.
To read over our kids. And I love reading the Light book this time of year just because light is all around us right now, it seems right now. But we hear from parents every single day that they love this message. We had a mom who actually, she somehow lost custody of her kids. And she emailed Matthew asking if it would be okay for her to read the book and put a video on YouTube reading it because it was what she wanted her kids to hear when she couldn't be with them.
Oh, wow.
And those kind of messages.
Did that just get Matthew so good?
Oh, yeah. He just cried.
Yeah, you know? Oh, I'm sure.
And so it's been really incredible to see his gift of rhyme that, you know, used to be on like love letters to me.
Yeah,
and, you know,
just
cheesy kind of stuff like that. And now it is gone way beyond anything we ever could have expected.
Yeah. So. And we can get those at Amazon or
Amazon. Target has When God Made You.
Okay.
A lot of airport bookstores have them as well. Barnes &
Noble.
Man,
is that fun that you and Matthew have books like next to each other at Target?
It's wild.
Yeah.
It really is wild. Yeah. And you know, my parents met at Target in the 70s.
Oh, that's right. Well, tell that story because I know that story, but tell it because I think people will love it.
They both worked for Target in the late 70s. And my dad was a store manager for Target for like 20 years. My mom still works for Target. She's worked for them for almost 40 years. And so
she's got to be one of the legends.
I mean, she should be. I'm like, why doesn't Target do like features on
her? Yeah, you know? No kidding.
She's seen everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have sobbed every time we've had a book in Target because it is such a personal thing to see my book in Target and see his book in Target. I mean, there's videos of me crying like every single time.
Yeah.
It's really,
I remember
really
I saw when Stretch Too Thin, the first time you saw Stretch Too Thin in it. Yeah. When 100 Days to Brave, you just stand there and you kind of go like, who knows to dream this?
Yeah.
Like, who knows to go like, oh, yeah, Target that I love is going to have my name in it. And, like, that's just normal, and it's not normal.
And your book is, like, everywhere in the book department at Target.
Yeah.
It's in, like, three different spots.
I know. It's bizarre. I know. It's
amazing.
Crazy.
It's not bizarre. It's, like, brilliantly amazing.
It's super fun. We have a special one coming out for Easter with them, a special 100 Days to Brave that is so beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm really pumped about it. Okay, so you and Matthew, what is it like to live with another author?
It's great.
Yeah. Do y'all like talk book talk a lot?
So I talk more to him than he talks to me, I would say, when I'm like in process.
Yeah.
He doesn't like run stuff by me. You know, he's been writing full time since 2003 and
has like 20 books, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So he's been doing it a really long time. He brings me into the conversation when it comes to marketing. Like I do. It's funny. I mean, I do too. It's unreal how like his publisher will like CC me on emails related to marketing for the book
and
that sort of thing. It's not a normal situation, I feel like. But I'm grateful that he wants to include me in that. And that's where I really thrive. I always joke that I am the one author who doesn't like writing the books. I like marketing the books.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That's fun for me. But I, you know, send him content and ask him to edit. And, you know, I'll say, the table is brown. And he'll be like, the brown oakiness of the table. You know, and so he's such a good storyteller and like filling in gaps where I'm such a clean writer that a lot of times he helps me flesh things out.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Is he writing something out right now?
So he's got a whole bunch of children's books coming.
Really? That's it? Like, that's his sweet spot right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So the next When God Made book will be coming, When God Made the World, which is really fun. He's working on a Christmas book as well. So
good. I hope
that I'm sharing those things. But yeah, so
he's working on things.
Lots of children's books. So
I love
that's really fun.
Are you working on another book yet?
I have an idea,
okay,
but I'm not really working on it yet.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like going into January is going to be a big time to talk about Stretch Too Thin and how do we do things differently. So I've really been trying to be present still with this book and not moving on to the next thing. I mean, it's taken several years to get it here, as you know, that I want to savor it and
really
invest in women, really do more speaking.
Yeah.
I want the Annie life.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know about that. But so I'm going to take advantage of the fact that the new year, new you feel with Stretch Too Thin. Tell us if you could give us a couple, you know, two or three things like in 2019, you will feel better if you'll do this different.
Mm. I think the one thing that I would say is if you track your time for a week.
Okay, what does that mean? You have that in the book. I mean, there's like a tracker, right?
There is.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
And so I feel like we feel stretched too thin because we don't really recognize where our time is going.
Uh-huh.
So I think the first thing to do
is track
your time
for a week. Which is exactly true about money, too.
Totally.
You think you're so stretched, or you think you have so much or so little, and you have not looked.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's the same thing, like tracking your money, tracking your steps, tracking what you're eating. You're tracking everything that you do for a week.
Okay.
And then you can sit down and say, okay, what do I need to do differently? What are the need to do's here? What are the nice to do's?
Okay.
I have to go to work. I don't have to go to, you know, 16 different Bible studies at my church. I can just pick one, you know, whatever it is. And I think that can be a really good guide for making some changes in
and
your
also
life.
Like, whoops, you're so stressed and you spend an hour and a half a day on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what
we're going to discover when Annie tracks her week.
Right. Well, and you probably won't track it as well as your phone will track it, right?
All
but,
right.
You know, I think people will say, I don't have any time to take care of myself. Or, Jessica, how do you read 50 books a year? And then they say, oh, did you binge XYZ? And I'm like, well, there you go. You are investing your time into television.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm investing my time into reading.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
And so I think that's a really good tip. I think if you get stretched too thin, I go through all the different pain points. So whether that's investing in your marriage, investing in yourself, making time for friendship, boundaries at work.
Yeah.
And so I think you can really dig deep into making whatever change in the area that's a pain point for you. I think a great example was talking about automation. I think that can really, if 80% of us are stressed about home management, automation is a huge way that you're going to be able to change your life just by automating some of those things.
Yes.
And I think asking for help.
Okay.
I think that we don't say enough, I don't have capacity for this, or this is really stressing me out, or this isn't my sweet spot.
Right.
Whether that's asking for help in our work, or that's asking for help at home, or that's asking for help from another friend.
Yeah.
I think just being able to be vulnerable enough to say, man, I need help with this, and then making those changes, hiring that cleaning person or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think those are probably the three things that I would immediately say, since that's what I did say.
Well, you did it. Well done. You just live this so well that when someone asks advice, you just know it. You know what to do.
Thanks, Annie.
Okay, so when I track my week, so step one, get stretched too thin so you can have some idea of where you're going here and read. I mean, I think I find that week between Christmas and New Year's is so, it's usually quiet because no one's working. If you're working, you're the only one working.
I will be working.
You will. Yeah. In the office.
Yeah.
How many days do you have to go in every day? Hold on. It goes till.
I'll be in the office 4 or 5 days, but I'm on call for Christmas because I do social media.
Yeah.
So I actually won't have to count a day off, which is kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. So then you can save it for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be working. But in my world, if I send emails, all I'm going to get back is autoresponders.
Totally.
And when I used to teach school, that week is such a quiet week.
Yeah, I think it's a great prep week. And, you know, people say to me all the time, oh, I can't track my time next week because next week looks a little different. Next
right.
week is the week. That's not a normal week. And I'm like, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Because you are still going to see, oh man, I didn't realize that I was spending 5 hours a week doing laundry. Maybe I should hire the neighbor girl to come and put away my laundry or whatever.
Right,
I don't
know
what it is. But I think just do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't want to buy Stretch Too Thin, you can go on stretchtoothinbook.com and download the questions and the trackers in there.
That's very sweet of you. Stretchtoothinbook.com.
Yeah.
So would you even say like next week, the mid of December, we should track?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think next week is a good week, right? Because it's not Christmas yet.
It's not Christmas yet. Yeah.
So it's going to be a good busy week and you're still going to have all the regular stuff.
Okay.
Your kids are still going to be in school if you have kids. And so I think next week's a good week to do it.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it Monday through Friday. Or do we do Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Fine, Annie.
Fine.
You do it.
Actually, we should do it together. We should make that part of this podcast.
Okay.
We'll track our time.
So here's one thing we're doing. Saturday night, the 22nd, which is after next week, we're all watching a Hallmark movie together.
Awesome.
So that's leading up to your Hallmark movie.
That'll just be on there. Fine.
Yeah. So from the Sunday the 16th till Saturday the 22nd, we're just going to track it.
And you and I can share on social media,
share
our time trackers. You can download a free one or you can do it right in the book.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be so embarrassed how much I'm on my phone. But that's what we need to know.
That's what we need to know.
Yeah.
That then we'll say, okay, this is the time I have to take care of myself, and I'm taking care of myself by Instagramming.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I wish that was true. I mean, I do watch some really good recipe videos. I'm writing it down right now. Okay, December 16th through 22, we're just going to track it and just see. And I know it's mostly women, but there are some, like,
anyone can track their time.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, you don't have to be a woman to track your time.
Right.
But
so dudes can
really
download
insightful.
It and just see. Yeah. And I feel like a husband and wife sitting down and going like, what if we both tracked our time this week? Because if he's doing 5 hours of laundry and she's on her iPhone for 5 hours, maybe we could meet in the middle at 2.5 for each.
Totes.
You know, and just kind of have this conversation that, hey, I need. And for me, like a lot of times I have a couple of y'all or some of them, I have a couple of families that I can go like, hey, I need to show you the true thing about this so that you can like, know that when I'm at my home by myself, I have my 2 hours every night, I'm spending 90 minutes on food prep that I shouldn't be doing, or on cleaning that I shouldn't. I'm not, but someone is, you know.
Someone is.
I promise you I'm not. I clean up about twice a month. Mm-hmm. The day before someone's coming over and the day before the cleaning lady gets there. About it.
Good. I'll let Adeline know that Miss Annie's also having to clean for the
Yes, there you go.
That'll
yeah, she'll be.
Yeah, she'll like that. Her American girls are usually a hot mess, though, by that point.
And you're like, just straighten them up yeah. so they can come clean. Okay, so tracking our time. I feel like that'll be such a successful. And do you use, is there apps you use? Is there phone stuff that you use that I'm not thinking of?
There aren't. There are apps. Yeah. I know, you know, your phone now tracks your social media, and there's an app called Moment.
When
that
you turn
I know.
It on. I haven't turned mine on yet. On purpose.
I turned mine on, and when I was Black Friday shopping, Annie, you'll get a kick out of this. It was like, you're no longer allowed to use social media, you know, because it yeah. was after 10 at night. I was like, turning that off.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me. Thank you for that boundary. I'm just going to step right over it. That's leave right. me alone. You
That's
know?
Right. This boundary is purely an alert.
Yeah, right.
That is all it is. It's just to let me know. Okay. Well, I just think you're such a good, you're a good friend to me, but you're a good voice for this. And I was like, we've got to get someone in here at Christmas to tell us, like, don't panic. You're
yeah,
going to be
don't
fine.
Panic.
There isn't more on your plate. I mean, the Bible doesn't actually say God won't give you more than you can handle, so I don't like repeating that.
Mm-mm.
But he will give you the tools to help you handle what you have, and we can maybe let go of some of the stuff we're holding.
I mean, I think we can let go of a lot of the things. I think that we put so much pressure on ourselves to do things that we don't care about
uh-huh.
and that don't really matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just because you see somebody else doing it doesn't mean that you have to do that thing. I can't remember if I shared this in the book or I've blogged about it, but during the summer, we always do a summer bucket list.
Yeah.
And I put this immense pressure on myself because I see all of my friends who don't have traditional jobs like me, and they're at the pool in the middle of the day, and they're doing all of these things that I can't do because I don't
right.
have enough vacation days, and my kids are in camp. And I thought, gosh, my kids' bucket list is going to be all these things that I'm not going to be able to do.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go to the pool.
Yeah.
And they wanted to set up the sprinkler, and they wanted to do water balloons, and they wanted to go to the beach, like things that we actually could do.
Yeah.
And that was a great summer for them.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves based on what we see other people doing instead of what we actually need or
That's
want
so
in our
good.
Own lives.
Yeah.
And so just look to yourself. Don't get distracted by what everyone else is doing.
Yep.
In this last, you know, 2 weeks of the holiday, what do you want? What
yeah.
is important to you in this season? What do you want to invest your time in? What's going to make memories that are meaningful to you, and do those things?
Yeah.
And don't worry about what everyone else is doing for their memory making.
Yes, yes.
Who
do
cares?
What's right for your family. I love that idea of like your kids want to go to the pool and they didn't say we want to go to the pool at lunchtime.
No.
So we want to go to the pool. So,
we go at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. And it feels better anyway.
And
way
no
less
one
sunburn.
Is there.
Yeah, that's right.
No one sees me in my bathing suit. Fine.
The whole world has seen you in your
that
bathing suit.
That is true.
Because you wrote about it. It went viral. You
yeah.
Weren't you on the Today Show? You were
yeah.
on. Yeah.
That picture was on. People were like, you're so brave to put a picture of yourself in a bathing suit on the internet. And I was like, I didn't know 14 million people were going to see
right.
it. You know?
Right. You're like, I'm used to my friends seeing
right.
this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on being on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Okay. The last question we always ask is what sounds fun? So for Christmas, what sounds fun to you? That was a great, you led yourself there. For the last 2 weeks of Christmas, what is fun for Jessica Turner?
The movie Elf.
You just love it.
Oh, I love it so much.
Do y'all have mm-hmm. tradition around watching it?
We've already watched it multiple times.
Oh, okay. Like where mm-hmm. everybody sits and watches it, or where
yeah.
it's just running?
No,
oh.
sit and watch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it sounds fun to watch one more Elf before,
okay.
before the end of the year.
Are you a
Hallmark? Our Sam Elf has made syrup
oh.
spaghetti.
Before. Oh, of course. Did he make y'all eat? Yeah. Did y'all eat it?
We did not eat
no,
it.
No,
that was gross.
But he did it. Yeah, well, it's gross.
But he did do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Sam Elf. Just our little guy.
Just our little guy. We're not Hallmark movie people.
No, you aren't. That's okay. I mean, Elf is one of the best ones.
But maybe this week I'm going to have to be.
Well, yeah, because Saturday night we're watching.
What are we watching?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's the one that premieres on Saturday night.
Okay.
It's a new one. And so during our Hallmark episode earlier this week, we all determined that we should watch one together. Because,
I love that idea.
Yeah, so we're just going to go on Twitter and Instagram and watch it together.
Fine. I'll do it too.
Fine.
Fine. That's the theme. With Jessica Turner saying the word fine.
Jess, I love you so much. Thanks for making
you.
Space.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course. I think you're a valuable voice for my friends to hear. So, and we're going to honor your boundaries because you need lunch and you have a meeting.
Yes.
So we did it. We, with 4 minutes to spare.
Yes.
We did it. Hey, so as we're trekking this week, how can people get to you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jessica N. Turner.
Okay.
I also have a book account. Did you know that on Instagram?
No.
Called Book Snobbery.
No, I do know Book Snobbery. I did not know it was you.
It is me. Because I love talking about books so much.
Yeah.
And I felt like I couldn't constantly be talking about them on Jessica N. Turner. So if you're a book person, particularly fiction, but there's nonfiction too.
Yeah.
I think your book was one of the most well-liked Instagrams I've ever done on there. Isn't that funny?
Thanks. Yeah.
So Book Snobbery for books.
It. Yeah. Book Snobbery.
That was me. That was me. So those are the best places to find me. And then my blog is themomcreative.com.
Yeah. Perfect. And stretchtoothinbook.com will have our outline for us for our week.
Yes. Okay. It sure will.
We're doing it.
But go buy the book.
That's all right. Yeah, for sure. Go buy the book.
Yeah. At Target. And buy Annie's book too. Both of them.
Just get them. Just, they're there. They're neighbors. There.
Yeah. Yeah. Use your red card. 5% off. Fine. Done.
All right, friends. We're doing it. Is everybody ready? Go to stretchtoothinbook.com and let's download that weekly timer for the whole next week where we're going to track starting on Sunday, December 16th, all the way till we watch our Christmas movie together on December 22nd. Mark your calendar. We are going to track next week. So go ahead, go to stretchtoothinbook.com, download that, and we will all track together and keep up with each other all week. Make sure you grab a copy of Jessica's book, Stretch Too Thin, as well for yourself, for the working mom in your life, for any of the women in your life who you know are juggling a lot of things physically and mentally, rubber balls and glass balls, and get a copy for them. It's on sale, as Jess said, in a lot of places, particularly on Amazon, so you can grab it. And make sure you follow her, as she told you, Jessica N. Turner, across all the social media places. And just thank her for being on the show and get ready to talk to her all week next week as we track how we are spending our time. Hey, if you need anything from me and to track along with how I'm spending my week next week, I'm Annie F. Downs across all the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook places, wherever you need me. F as in full schedule. I've got one. So do you. We're about to see how I actually spend my time next week. I'm kind of scared. I'm running from it like a good Enneagram 7 should. I'm running from it. So I think it'll be fun, though. I think it'll be good. So, hey, go out there and do something that sounds fun to you this weekend, my friends. And I will do the same. And we will see you back here on Monday with, I can't even believe I get to say this, Santa Claus. Santa Claus is our guest. I'm speechless. You're just not even going to believe it. Santa will be here on Monday and you're going to love this. So make sure you tune in. So go out and do something that sounds fun to you. And we will see you back here on Monday with everybody's favorite jolly old guy, Santa Claus.